There is a tremendous opportunity for a community-first approach in making the city of Delta a desirable tourism destination. That's according to Tourism Delta, which has come up with the Delta Community Tourism Plan endorsed by Delta Council this week. Through this plan, we have identified the current state of tourism here, established the need for baseline analytics and develop a strategic path for future growth that will benefit our community, Jill McKnight, Executive Director of Delta Chamber of Commerce, told Council on Monday. Elizabeth Clark, Tourism Manager for Tourism Delta, said several key themes emerged from the engagement process and stakeholders understand that tourism is an economic driver of Delta. 2 years ago, Tourism Delta came under the umbrella of the Delta Chamber of Commerce. The change saw oversight by a new Tourism Advisory Committee of the Chamber, which was to include representation from the previous Tourism Delta Board. Together, they operate Delta's Visitor Center and the Destination Marketing Organization, manage the We Love Delta brand and other tourism assets under a $166,000 service agreement with the city. Last year, they utilized Destination British Columbia and Pacific Economic Development Canada funding to develop a 10-year community tourism plan, which sets a cohesive tourism vision for Delta that will not only attract visitors, but also generate social, cultural, and economic opportunities, a Delta staff report explains. The first phase of the plan, which involved extensive engagement with Delta staff, the community and local businesses, involves developing a new Tourism Delta brand, seeking additional funding sources to support strategic community tourism planning, as well as undertaking a value of tourism survey. The community tourism plan is consistent with the official community plan and Delta's broader municipal goals, policies, and priorities. It complements existing Delta initiatives including new branded bike and mobility routes such as Barns to Beaches, bike infrastructure amenities, the Latner Village mixed-use accommodation project and Delta's revitalization plans. It also supports efforts to enhance visitation and foster community pride by increasing the frequency of community events and festivals, the Delta report notes. A news release by the Chamber notes the new plan emphasizes destination development by leveraging natural assets with the creation of diverse experiences that reflect the city's charm, from sport and agri-tourism to culinary experiences and festivals and events. The plan also seeks to engage residents through its community-first approach to ensure that all tourism initiatives align with local priorities and deliver tangible benefits. This plan represents a transformative moment for Delta, charting a clear path toward sustainable, community-first tourism that will support economic development and preserve the unique natural assets that make our community special, said Ken Mallinston, Chair, Tourism Delta Advisory Committee, in a news release. Council also agreed to have staff report back on integrating the plan into the city's official community plan.